All right, Doug. Good morning. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting with for a special meeting today to talk about just one agenda item. It's 9 o'clock on March 6th in the Capitol in the hearing room. I'm joined by Commissioner Kevin Kramer.
Good morning.
And Commissioner Tony Clark is traveling right now, and he's giving us the okay to proceed. We basically have just one motion today. So with that, it's in Tony's portfolio, but he asked us to read it, so I'll go ahead and make the motion. I move the commission adopt the order issuing site certification number 28 to Lake Region State College, authorizing construction of its proposed 1.6 megawatt wind turbine project in Ramsey County, North Dakota, case number PU11686.
Second.
In October of 2011, Lake Region filed a letter of intent to build a single wind turbine in North Creek Township, which is basically just north of the university. November 10th, the commission acknowledged the letter of intent, shortened the one-year waiting period, and the company filed a filing fee of $5,000. On December 21st, we deemed the application complete. And this is actually the first case that we've had since the law changed lowering the threshold for the commission to do siting. Since this is 1.6 megawatts, previously we would not have cited this case. So it's the first time we've gone through it, and it was a modified siting procedure. But what we did was is we basically sent out a notice saying that anyone that requested to have a hearing had until January 17th to reply to it. And so we received no comments. We worked with Lake Region to make sure that all the appropriate cultural surveys were done, that all the agency review was done and completed, and we met on that. Everything was in order. So really, I think this is a good setup. We were able to get the due diligence done. We were able to get the letter of intent taken care of. And I think this is a very good project, and it sets the stage for future projects of this size.
All in favor?
Agree.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, sorry.
I would agree, and I think that, yeah, the fundamental difference being rather than a notice of hearing, the notice of opportunity for hearing did provide opportunity for public input or objection if there was any, and clearly there was not. I like the process. It worked out very well.
Sure. Before I forget, Kevin, do you authorize Esther to sign the order today?
I do authorize Esther to sign orders on my behalf.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, That concludes the items on our regular agenda. The Kevin, there was a couple other things on here today for scheduling. Did you want to go through that as well?
We can.
But since Tony's not here.
With me, so. Yeah, that's a good point, though. If we're going to schedule. Now, with regard to the discussion matters of the substantive ALJ on the date managed pipeline, I suppose we could deal with that. But the work sessions, those are scheduling matters, I presume.
They are.
We probably should have Tony for that.
Well, maybe we could just, I move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so I think that probably concludes it then, I think that makes sense. So if that's okay with you, Kevin.
Is Pat in the room?
Pat is here.
Yes.
Okay, well, did you want to discuss that, the issue of the ALJ? Or the date managed pipeline?
Yes. I thought I'd describe the project to you to see if you
want
to.
Yeah, why don't you?
It's an 80-mile, 10-inch diameter pipeline, liquid ethane, going from Tioga up to the northwest corner of Divide County, or northwest corner of North Dakota, and then into Canada. In total, it is 350 miles, and another 350 miles in Saskatchewan, and another 2 miles in Alberta. So,
okay, so 60 of it's in North Dakota.
80.
Or 80, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay. 80. 80, 10-inch, okay.
The question would be whether you would want to preside in that hearing or if you want a substantive ALJ.
And tell me why we wouldn't want to. I mean, 80 miles is a long pipeline. Is it in another corridor or something?
No, there's. I was just checking.
All green too.
Just checking in with you guys because sometimes, I mean, I'm not sure where the line is as far as how long a pipeline or how short it would be before you would consider a substantive ALJ.
I would agree with Kevin that 80 miles is a pipeline that I'd like to be part of that hearing.
Yeah, I think so too. I think, you know, we've sort of said 15 or less. You know, we'd consider
15 or less
ALJ.
So okay.
I think that would be my position, too. Yeah.
Okay.
80 is a lot.
Then it becomes another scheduling matter then.
Yeah, sure. And I think Brian's right. I mean, we should wait for Tony unless he stars his hand with his calendar, but we may never see Tony again. Not really. We should wait since we have three items, and they're all, I mean, these are pretty important, pretty important work sessions too. So
Shar is in the room, and she does have his calendar printed out.
Well, is he good with that, Shar? With us scheduling?
I asked if he wanted me to...
Hold on.
She's getting to a microphone, Kevin.
Okay. You know, some of my sense of it a little bit, Brian, is that, kind of until, I don't know. I don't know if Tony's going to know more or not, 10 days from now in terms of the rest of his schedule or the rest of his life. I suppose he will.
Well, I think he's thinking it's going to be a while before all is said and done. So,
right.
I say, right. You know, he's always real open for me to schedule anything, so.
Okay. Well, if you're comfortable doing it, I'm fine doing it.
I am. I'll take the
right.
blame.
Okay. Sure. Okay. I mean, it's not like we can't change things if we have to.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't know if you had already chosen a date.
Well, basically, I guess there was a question about the next two discussion items, the work session of MDU and Otter Tail with the ADP. Yeah. I thought we needed to have a work session as well as the 88-megawatt combustion cycle turbine. I think we need a work session on all those. So,
yeah, I totally agree.
The only thing is that, Pat, do you have dates for all? I guess starting with the first one, we don't have a hearing, I'm guessing, at all yet.
We haven't chosen a hearing date. If you could give me a few dates, we would probably have a notice on for March 21st. And so you want to go out to the end of April or into May, probably.
For this pipeline?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Okay. Are they in a hurry, Pat? I mean...
I haven't been given any indication of that, but they want to... they wanted to have their certificates the first quarter of 2012.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, that's obviously not happening.
So...
Say it again, Pat. You said late April, early May?
Right.
That week of May, April 30th to May 4th is bad for me. But like April 26th? Is that...
These are all dates I'll check with the company.
Hold on.
Okay.
23rd, 25th, we have a meeting. Yep. How about 23 or 24, 26 April, Kevin?
April... Did you say April 26th, Brian?
Yes.
Or how about... Is the 27th open as well, or is...
Yeah, the 27th is open as well.
Same here.
27th would be a little better for me, but I could probably make 26th work as well. In the morning, especially, 26th would work fine.
How about...
In fact, morning of 26th would be great.
This would be in Williston, probably.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So the morning of 26th, Kevin?
Sure.
Okay. We'll see if that'll work, Pat.
10 a.m.
Does that work for Tony, sure?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right, what's the next one you got, Pat? The work session for MDU and Otter Tail?
Correct.
What are you thinking there?
The company, I know the company would be interested in getting
someone
orders.
Someone has left the conference.
Doug Darling.
Well, what about, April 9th, 10th? 16th, 18th, is that something like that?
They were interested in, keeping the schedule, keeping it moving, and so they were really interested in having an order by the 21st of March. But
that wasn't going to happen.
Okay.
I think that the work session is going to lead to more work sessions.
Okay.
Is what I think is going to happen, so.
That week wouldn't work very well for me, that April 9th week.
What about March 26th or 27th, jumping back a little bit, Kevin? I just looked at that.
Well, Yeah, that looks like any time in there would be good.
Does that work for Tony, Shar?
Is this out of town, in town?
Right here in the office.
Yep, those are great.
Why don't we go March 26th at 1:30?
Just a minute.
Works for me.
He'd have to move a personal appointment at 1:30.
What time is he open? How about 10 o'clock March 26th?
That's open.
10 o'clock March 26th, Kev?
Works for me.
Or all day the 27th he's open too.
How's that for you, Patrick?
It should be fine.
Okay. Easy day. Then we've got the 88 megawatt combustion turbine work session.
You want to do those back to back?
Sounds good to me. Could we do one at 10 and one at 11?
Sure.
Oh, that'd be fine. Do we have proposed findings and an order on that?
Not on the gas turbine.
There's a proposed settlement agreement on the ADP.
And the other one has a settlement as well, the Big Stone Air.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah, that would be fine. That works great.
All right. Anything else, Patrick?
All right. Do it.
Anybody else?
Patrick, if you would give me a call when you get back to the office.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, Kevin, do you have anything else for the good of the order?
I don't think so.
Okay, seeing none, we'll close this special meeting. Thank you.